Hello and welcome to the show. I promise I won't take up too much of your time before we get to the main event. I just want to say this week's is a little bit short because we got a natural break point, and if I'd continued it would have overextended it and the release would have been even later than it already is. And I don't think I've done a talky bit at the beginning for a while, so I'd just like to say again thank you to you, the listener, and, well, listeners and our Patreons for supporting the show. You know, these things help give me the incentive to keep editing and keep putting episodes out. So while I'm blathering on, I'd like to promote a few of the podcasts that I listen to. So in no particular order, I would say Swordnut Radio, who do a variety of different games and styles, really, I think. The powerhouse that is How We Roll podcast, who do Call of Cthulhu and D&D. They sort of flip between the two a bit. And for more sort of focused gameplay, if you like, rather than switching up systems every now and again, there is Wizards on the Wind, who are a very sort of rich, deep world. There's also Demipia, who are, again, a D&D podcast, and also a very rich world as well, but they air more on the side of horror, which is an interesting take on D&D, I think. And last but not least, and then actually I said actual play, and they're not really an actual play podcast, is the Grognard Files. If you're an old git like me, listening to sort of people of roughly my own age talk about some of the games from back in the day, as they would say, is really good. And they you know, they have interviews with various celebrities, if you like, from the gaming world. So well worth a listen. So please go and check them all out. You know, if you don't like them, just listen to the one episode. But personally, I think you'll end up listening to most, if not all of them, on a regular basis. Because, well, because they're really good. And some of them are the ones that inspired me to do podcasting in the first place. And some of them are the ones that give me inspiration to carry on or strive harder for what we deliver. So they're a brilliant selection. Please, go and check them out. And without further ado, on with the show.
Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
It's only now it becomes apparent that it was all Shockwave's fault.
Paul as Shockwave.
Because she was giving it to me. Most powerful thing I've ever felt.
Scott as Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark.
So, welcome to another episode of Chimpions.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy.
So, yeah, it's been for us in real time. It's been we were just really played, but I shall do a rubbishy recap. So, Red Savior sent you to go and deal with a Rebs chapter house that was just sort of sprung up on the edges of what could be considered the CCCP's area of influence, and made it quite clear that she wanted you to leave them, knowing full well who had gone in there and tanned their hides.
So they now know it's the Black Widows.
So yeah, after a bit of a ruse saying you were the Black Widows to start with, just to divert a bit of attention, Bullet got a bit confused. And they may well think you're the Black Widows.
Good.
And yeah, you snuck in through the service exit on the roof and made very short work of them, to be fair, with Stratus putting his newly trained powers into devastating effect, and also Bullet revealing the telekinesis that he's been working on for a while. Shockwave just stood there and absorbed things.
And got battered.
Doing his meat shield, using his meat shield powers that he's perfected, well, quite a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. Very impressive they are too. And once you'd dealt with the Rebs and we're just considering what action to take next, Shockwave, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Got a mental message from Chantel saying there was a present on its way up. And that was quickly followed by a very demonic-looking creature coming into the halls, which, to be fair, you dealt with again super efficiently. And that is where we had left it. After you'd defeated it and as you took it down, it seemed to just disappear, you know, sort of dissipating into the air.
How did we defeat it? I can't remember.
Well, you beat the living shit out of it, I think.
Okay.
You did try a few tactics that were quite interesting, but unfortunately didn't work. Like trying to douse it in water.
Oh, yes, of course. And the shards of ice were... shards of ice were kind of dissipating on contact some of the time.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, it didn't seem to have any susceptibility to water or cold, even though its appearance may have understandably led you to believe that, as it was a huge, fiery, winged beast. But and yes, as it disappears again, you know, silence settles over the building.
Right.
But it's on fire.
Yes, you well remembered because I'd forgotten. No, Stratus doused it. Sorry, the creature has used some of his abilities. Yeah, some of the flammable materials had caught initially and started to take hold, but Stratus, doused them with ice and put them out. So you're left stood in the long corridor of the second story of this apartment building. Rows of doors on either side, obviously leading into apartments. There's an elevator door halfway down. There's doors into the stairwell halfway down on the other, opposite the elevator. And most of the doors are, well, all of the doors, sorry, are flung open from you know, during the combat.
Right, let's have a quick recce round all the rooms, go down the stairs.
So can you just roll me a... or roll me a criminology?
Criminology?
No.
Well, just let me know how much you make it or you fail it by, because remember, you're just searching rooms. It's at the
fail it by three.
Criminology, made it by one.
Bullet?
Oh, sorry. Should I roll a... Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
If you think you've got a more... Yeah, if you want to roll a
concealment. Yeah.
Which is, yes, it's more appropriate.
I don't think I made it anyway, but... no.
How do you know? How much did you fail it by, though?
Two.
Because remember, there's, you know, various modifiers and advantages and whatever, and gum the game down too much by saying it plus two to this, plus three to that. Especially in these sort of scenarios where you don't know. It adds extra mystery, doesn't it? You know, if I'm giving you a bonus or a neg in the background, you're less likely to know if you've missed something that might be there. So yeah, on this floor there are 2, 4, 6, there are 8 rooms. They're all equally laid out, and they're all obviously sort of prefabs. They all have the same floor plan or whatever, a small kitchen area, small bedroom with a very small closet room off to one side, and then a main living area. They're all fairly run down. They're all pretty messy as well, to be fair. The Rebs have obviously been living in them, and some are tidier than others, but they're all in various states of disarray. all apart from the one room that was at one end nearest the fire exit, where that guy who turned into that sort of tentacled creature came out of, that has been, is the living, the bedroom area is obviously his, but the rest of the flat has been turned into some sort of chemical lab, some sort of drugs lab. You know, large trays of powder under glowing lamps and that sort of thing. So apart from finding, you know, a good few thousand dollars worth of cash scattered around the place, and heaps of drugs that you're not quite sure what they are, possibly Bullet, would you roll me a streetwise? Because you may well.
On it.
Yeah,
on
that's
it.
That's fine. Yeah, you reckon it's, yeah, it's just some sort of crack cocaine that they're drying out or whatever, not knowing enough about the industry and all that. and you, well, you also reckon, you know, it does to the normal eye, it doesn't look like very much quantity wise, but you reckon there's got to be a good few thousand dollars worth, you know, that's being, you know, cooked or whatever.
Well, we should take this out of here so we can dispose of it and the cash. Obviously, money of ill-gotten gain.
Could we just get the hose pipe and wash it all, sort of destroy it with all that? Just soak it all up.
I'd rather take it with us and destroy it.
We might get caught with it.
What's who's this? Gonna catch us?
Oh, we're just going to destroy it.
Don't give and the me cash. Ideas.
Yeah.
Not going to get caught.
Are you going to destroy it with a part of your anatomy, Stratus?
No.
In your quest for excitement.
I'd destroy it with the thing that I know destroys chemicals best. Fire.
We could have asked that demon, couldn't we? That's a shame, actually.
So you could have tried and get it all together and incinerate it effectively?
Yeah.
Not the cash, obviously.
Yeah. It's dirty drug money. It must burn.
So, yeah. There's certainly plenty of stuff to make a fire with. And all the apartments have ovens and hobs or whatever. So, yeah, you can rig something up to...
I'd rather take it away and burn it.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you can certainly bag it up. There's plenty of stuff in this room for, you know, manufacturing, dispersing the stuff. Yeah, you can certainly bag it up fairly easily. Also amongst all this is that there are several dead Rebs, and quite a few unconscious ones, including the large guy who'd, you know, obviously manifest this matter ability.
I'll tell you one thing that
you did,
we could
you'd
do.
Had cuffed.
We could round all the unconscious Rebs up with the drugs and let the police deal with them.
You could do. Yeah. I remember in game time, in real time, it's been quite... I remember Red Savior was very adamant that she wanted to make a very obvious... send a very obvious and clear message to the Rebs.
Yeah.
And if... arguably, if they are all incarcerated, that message might not get back. So, I mean, some did flee, if you remember, but they were the ones that have been in the building across the way, so whether they would put two and two together who you were is doubtful, to be fair.
Right, okay. Well, seeing as the chapter house that they're in is going to have CCCP graffiti all over it soon, and then, you know, all the... unconscious Rebs outside, strung up by the front door next to a big bag of drugs and CCCP next to them, then people might know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly orchestrate that without much problems.
Put a call into the Atlanta PD as well, you know, just in case... no one else has notified them that there's been this kind of fracas in Villamora's apartments.
Okay.
So that, you know, we'll just say, there might be
someone dealing drugs on whatever road this is. You should check it out. And then, of course, they'll be like amazed. Drop their donuts and everything.
So yeah, you call it through to the police and report it, and the dispatcher or the other end sort of takes note and sounds a little disinterested, but as you know, they're stretched pretty thin at the moment. So, and are you doing that now, or are you waiting to do that when you leave the building?
We'll do it once
you've set up once your diorama and all that.
Downstairs, and we'll stage the scene, yeah. And then we'll phone them in. Rin's getting close. We'll probably make our exit.
I think that's a good plan.
So also on this floor are obviously all the firearms they were using, which is a mixture of shotguns and
anything that the CCCP would stockpile. We'll salvage.
Yeah, you certainly think it'd be useful. You know, the CCCP are...
Shoestring.
Yeah, very much. And there's certainly plenty of ammunition to go with them as well. So, you can collate all that together.
What are we going to do with Tentacle Boy? Is he coming back with us?
I think he'd better.
Can the three of just roll me 3d6. Just get under 11.
Or 11 or under.
Yeah, so you realise that the CCCP has nothing approaching holding cells. They tend to, you know, when they're dealing with people on the streets, they will pull in the police or Echo as appropriate.
Right.
Why do we ring Ramona up?
Yeah. Because we don't want to let him get into the hands of the police, because he might be able to break free. So we could tell Ramona that there's some dry cleaning to pick up.
or you could call it back to the CCCP and let them deal with the Echo, whichever route you prefer.
Well, let's take him back to the CCCP, because then we can show that we've done our mission, and here we go. Here's the goods, and then they can deal with Echo and get the brownie points.
Okay.
Can't they?
So he's unconscious and trussed at the moment, and
yeah,
in game,
don't stab him.
In game terms, it's easy to keep him unconscious. So.
Or dead.
Well, if you so choose, you have a few fatalities already. So at this moment in time, he's nicely secured, and you've swept the whole of this floor to your satisfaction, and you've ended up with probably
small arsenal.
Yes, maybe several thousand dollars, actually, total of cash. A small arsenal of firearms, and some drugs to dispose of.
Well, as I said, I was going to leave the drugs piled up in the diorama for the police to dispose of.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe we should. If there are any smaller bags, maybe we should stuff the drugs into their pockets.
There's bags and bags of little baggies to separate into smaller quantities.
Yeah, we'll set the scene.
Okay,
but let's see what's downstairs first.
So you head down to the next level. So you head into the stairwells. Obviously, it goes up a few stairs onto the roof, then snakes down into a largish hall. The light is out in here, although there's light bleeding through the glass panel of a door to the right, which obviously leads into a room, and you can the elevator doors are to your left. But the stairs do continue down another flight as well. Although you're at street level now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to go down or check what's in on this level?
Well, I guess we should check this level.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. Presumably anyone in the basement's got to come up to ground level.
Okay. Let's go and open the door.
Who's doing the Who's doing the deed?
I'll open the door.
So, you push the door open. And yeah, the room's, again, dimly lit like the corridor upstairs. And yeah, it is in fact empty because they'd all rushed across to try and tackle you in the other building where you weren't anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, it opens up into a large area, which must have been originally the apartment's foyer, if you like. But it's been sort of co-opted. There's several sofas that have been dragged around. There's a table off to one side with a quite nice looking telly on it, which is probably stolen. The couple of chairs around it. Then the room's covered in sort of various bits of rubbish. You know, there's empty pizza boxes, empty beer cans. It looks like a frat house. Do you know what I mean? It's just, you know.
Yeah.
But the two large windows that open. Would normally look out onto the street have been painted black, as are the windows and the door, but you can see now you're inside, the street light shining through what seem to be thin rectangular bits of glass that have been left clear, so they can obviously could use them to look out.
Keep an eye out.
Whereas from outside it pretty much looked like they're all blacked out. And yeah, the telly's still playing away on some right-wing hillbilly preacher to an empty room.
I'll go over and turn the telly off.
Some of them are riding off.
I was just going to say, I didn't even realise my window was open.
Oh, I thought it was a deliberate sound effect.
Right. I'll get me coat.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'll go over and turn the telly off.
Yeah, so you go over and turn the telly off, yeah. And the lighting in the room noticeably dims. You know, they're obviously keeping the light as low as they could get away with to, presumably, you know, so that they didn't bleed into the streets through those little peepholes they'd left in the windows, if you like.
Yep. There's nothing in here, so should we carry on downstairs?
Lead on.
So yeah,
okay.
So the stairs, you know, they're quite tight. They sort of switch back on themselves. It's quite a tight stairwell. As you start going down to the bottom stairwell, you can see there's just a single door at the bottom. Same sort of design, you know, sort of a wooden. We should stop saying sort of all the time. A wooden bottom with a glass top, but the glass top you can see has been blacked out again. Just roll me perceptions.
Who wants to go first?
So, perception. Seven.
Made it by four.
Made it by two.
What?
Made it by one.
Yeah, you all made it. So, yeah, as you start heading down those stairs, you just feel the ambient temperature get higher, you know. And it gets warmer and more humid as you. And the stair's not very long. It's maybe six or eight feet worth of stairs to go down. But as you go down them, you can just feel the heat and humidity rise. It seems to be captured in the stairwell. And who made it by the most?
Made it by four.
By four, yeah. I thought it was quite a bit. Yeah, you get quite a pungent sort of.
Herby smell?
Herby aromatic smell.
Yes, I think we found the second part of their drugs lab.
Oh, and also with all those rods, I don't know, I probably should have mentioned, the area where the foyer in the stairwell is, obviously isn't big enough for the whole block of buildings, but if you remember, there's other businesses and stuff scattered around it, so they must have taken, you know, the apartments obviously take up the whole of the top floor, but it's only a small section acts as the foyer, and the rest has obviously been sent hide out to other businesses.
Right.
So, this door at the corridor, has it been, and you say it's been painted black.
Only the window in the top.
The glass, yeah. Has it been painted on this side? As in, can I piddle it off with me? Finger.
Roll me a d6. Odds, it's this side.
Nope. Bastard.
Well, I said odds, it was this side, so.
They said evens for some reason. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, yeah,
you touch it, yeah, you can feel the texture of the paint on this side of the, yeah, the glass.
I'll make an eye hole.
So, yeah, you scratch an eye hole in it. It's a bit awkward because it's been spray canned on, so it's quite, you know, quite well bonded. Yeah. But as soon as you start scratching an eye hole through it, it makes a strong beam of light sort of shoots into the rather dim corridor. And yeah, you make it big enough.
Can I
peer through?
Yeah, I'm going to peer through.
Have to give your eye just a second to adjust, and you can see that the basement is the size of the building as well. It's the same footage as the top floor. And all you can see in here is very, very strong, bright lights hung low over tables of... It's a cannabis farm. There's huge rows and rows of tables with cannabis plants growing under and hydroponics filling the room.
Right. I'll open the door.
Yeah, as you open the door, it's just a wave of moist heat hits you.
And aroma.
Yeah, and aroma, yeah.
I'll look to see if there's anybody in here.
And just roll my perception.
Nope, me failed it by three.
So it's pretty. It's a large area, but it's incredibly well lit. Yeah, and it's fairly open because the tables are low and the lamps are fairly low, so you get a clear view across the room easily. And it certainly doesn't look like there's anybody in here.
Well, might as well have a quick shimmy up and down. The rows of plants, just in case anyone is hiding.
So yeah, the three of you sweep the room systematically, and no, there isn't anyone hiding. It just seems to have been left to tend to itself.
Okie dokie. Take it there's no other exits in here?
There isn't, no. So this basement area must have been presumably used for storage and that sort of thing, because there's no... there's certainly no exits. You know, there'll be ventilation grills or whatever, but nothing that certainly a normal human could pass through anyway.
Yep. Okay. Right. So, how are we going to set out our scene? Outside or in the foyer?
Are we going to destroy all the canopies as well?
Oh no! Let the police deal with that.
I think on the curb would be.
Nicely arranged.
Yeah.
So when the police roll up, here they all are.
All lined up.
Yeah. Okay.
And as you're deciding what to do, you know, stood in the stairwell, you know, you can still see the guttering flames sort of splashing through those little holes in the windows of the fireballs you
of
made
the bikes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
There'll still be some out there, won't there?
No, you took the lot out.
Oh.
Right, yeah, we'll open the front doors.
Didn't mean bikes, I meant rebs.
They, if you remember, they came out of the other building, but didn't come in here, they scarpered.
No.
Start ferrying folk down, lining them up outside the front doors.
Yeah. In total, there were, that you've dealt with and are still around, there are 12, not including the guy who, you know, the sort of the large guy who obviously had met abilities.
And how many fatalities?
Four, I believe. Sorry, there were three, but it's now racked up to five. Because unfortunately, due to the fire. No, not due to the fire. A couple of them got slammed into a wall across an apartment into a wall, and they were in a pretty bad state. And no one's tended to them, and so they've.
Of course.
Well, that's what happens when you bring poison to the streets. but Seeing as they've got all these grow lights downstairs, I'm going to go and grab some lights and hopefully enough cable so we can actually light up the outside of our
room. Very, very nice. Yeah.
And find some paint as well. Obviously, there's black paint
in here. Tell me what you want
it
to look like and then we'll see how well you do.
Okay. Well, this is how I envisage it. Obviously, lads, you chip in. Because I was just going to stick them all along the wall by the sides of the doors. I was going to write above them, CCCP, taking the neighbourhood watch to the next level. And have the hydroponic grow lights pointing at them from 10, 15 foot away to light them all up. And there they are with bags of drugs and cannabis plants all over them.
Nice. So, has anyone got anything that would help with setting the hydroponic lights up? That's the only thing I can see that might be a...
Well, they've obviously...
Extension
they're all
cables.
Cabled up, aren't
they? Yeah, they are,
they?
But they're in the basement, so you'll need to bring everything up and arrange them.
Yeah, we'll just run. We'll daisy chain what we can up. I mean, I've got...
Yeah, if anyone was to have electronics or, something along those lines.
I know. I'm just trying to look through my massive list of skills.
Yes, I made it by one.
Yeah, that's fine. And you get a bonus with you and Strauss doing it together. So, and it's not a hard task. It's just the.
Mm-hmm. It's just whether we can get enough together to do it right.
And you step back and survey your handiwork and.
So, I'm actually going to record the scene from through my Echo Jack. So we've got some video footage of it.
Is this going on the YouTube?
There might be some flyers made from stills. Who knows?
Do you want any of these lights for your garden, Shockwave?
No.
Do any of the plants for your garden?
Help your meditation.
Yeah. And then, once it's all set up to our liking, limbs poised in the posed in the right positions, we'll drop the call into Atlanta PD and wait for them to arrive.
You do just that. Is your plan for them to arrive and you converse with them, or are you just going to slip away? Is there? You're just making sure they get
disappear.
There and no one gets away.
We make sure that no one else stumbles across all the drugs and bodies. So as soon as they roll up, we're going to hightail it out of there.
And who's making the call? Yeah. Is it still you, Bullet?
I think our sort of resident media person.
Okay, I'll call it in then.
So you call it in. As I say, they sound a little bit disinterested isn't quite the right word, but thank you. We'll check that out in due course.
I make sure you get there soon. I think there's drugs and things available on the streets. Don't want a child picking it up at 2 a.m.
of course not, sir. Do you have any? When you say drugs, what are we talking? A joint or a?
I don't know how much a lot is, but I don't know. Maybe 8-9 big bags of flour worth. And a joint, I don't know, it's probably enough to make half a million.
Are you sure, sir?
This is a lot. I mean, I don't know how much you'd get out of one of these plants, but it seems to be hundreds of them.
Can you confirm that address again, please, sir?
Yeah.
And this time you hear.
Yeah. Right, 10 for 10.
Donuts.
Donuts.
And yeah, you managed to pique their interest a little more. And yeah, you loiter for maybe only 10 or 15 minutes, which is quite a long time, but in the current state of events is a pretty rapid response to a non-life-threatening event.
Yeah, as soon as the blues and twos are actually within eye shot, then I'll fly off.
Remember, your van's a couple of blocks down the road as well.
Yeah, you can fly through the dark. We can teleport back.
Yeah. I don't know if you remembered that you parked a few blocks away. So yeah, you all leave the scene in whatever way. Strots maybe flying all the way back and Bullet and Shockwave.
Well, mind you, we've got what we're doing with Tentacle Boy because we're taking him back to Echo.
If you jump Shockwave, I can teleport with him.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can certainly leave the scene unhindered.
Yeah. Excellent.
And you head back to the CCCP. And on that note, I'm just going to go for a week.
Okay, good, because I need one too.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to help support the show, you can find us on Patreon at Chimpions RPG Podcast, where a donation of the price of a cup of coffee would make a noticeable difference to what we are able to produce. If you're not able to support us that way and would just like to leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, that is equally appreciated. We would also really like to know what we can do to improve the show. So if you'd like to contact us to offer suggestions or just general feedback, then you can email me at mark@champions.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter @championsRPG. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope we were able to give you a little entertainment to put a smile on your face. And until next episode, goodbye. My smiles take a while, if I can change your hope, I never know.